You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio is the creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Our aim is to promote the work of talented, learning disabled writers and musicians. We will be making a series of shows about artists with a learning disability. This is a documentary about singer-songwriter Lizzie Emma. Lizzie Emma is one of the key artists from London-based disability arts organisation Heart and Soul. Lizzie launched her debut album Loud and Proud in 2009 and made history as the first solo artist with a learning disability to release an album of her own songs. Since Loud and Proud, Lizzie has been on a UK tour and won 2 national awards for her achievements in music. In 2012, she performed at the London Paralympic Games opening ceremony with Beverly Knight. She is releasing a trilogy of EPs. The third EP, called Meds, is due out later this year.
Hello, I'm Ewan. I went up to meet Lizzie at Heart and Soul's headquarters in Deptford in London. We had a nice long chat with Lizzie about her life and music. And here it is.
Hard love, so hard to do. Show me love that's easy for you now. Hard love.
So Lizzie, where are you from? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Notting Hill. So I walk out to the side my front door and I'm outside the Notting Hill Carnival. It's really cool. That's the inspiration to most of my music, Notting Hill Carnival.
So what sort of music did they play at this carnival thing, Lizzie?
I heard music in a very, very, very different way to other people, because when it was in 2011, I got diagnosed being deaf. So how I heard music was totally different as a child. So I heard a bass line and I couldn't hear words. So the bass used to make me dance. So that's how I heard it. Not words, I heard it through the vibrations, the bass line. So I heard music in a total different way.
I like the bass, pom pom pom. I like the bass, pom pom pom. Hit me with the rhythm, hit me with the rhythm. I like the bass, like the bass. I like the bass, pom pom pom. I like the bass, pom pom pom. Hit me with the rhythm, hit me with the rhythm. I like the bass. Joyful noise. Sing it out loud and clear from the top of your voice.
Come with me. A place of luxury. Share with me. This is no mystery. Oh,
pump it up, girl.
I like the bass. Pump, pump, pump.
Lizzie, when did you start singing in public?
When did I start? Oh God, I started from a child, actually, because my nan was a jazz and blueser, razzmatazz jazz and blueser. My mum didn't know what to do with my extraordinary talent, so my mum turned around and said to my nan, I don't know what to do with her. I said, my nan turned around and said, leave me with her for a year, and when you come back, I would taught her everything she needs to know. My nan was so good. We had a record producer from Motown coming over and he spotted my nan and he said, I'll give you a record deal here on the spot. And my nan turned around and says to him, sorry, I can't take the record deal because I've got 23 kids to look after.
Good Lord, that's a lot of kids, isn't it, Lizzie?
It's a lot. It's a lot. 24 brothers and sisters. My mum was the oldest. 24.
Okay, so...
No, 23, sorry. 24.
That's all right. So you mentioned Motown there. So what artist inspired you to write your own songs? So stuff like Marvin Gaye or something like that?
Yeah. People like Marvin Gaye, people like Amy Winehouse. When Amy died, it was a tragedy to me.
Sometimes I go out bouncing and I look across the water. And I think of all the things.
Stevie Wonder. I saw Stevie Wonder in Clapham Common. Wow. And everyone was screaming, "Stevie, we love you, la la la." And there's me standing there like a lemon, and all that I could do was this dance. That's all that I could do was this dance. That was it. It was just brilliant seeing him.
You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always stay around. Yeah.
Otis Redding, Smokey Robinson. My mum, she had really old vinyls when I was growing up. And vinyls are so much more clearer than CDs or cassettes. And taking a vinyl out of a sleeve is so, it's something else. And the quality is something else. It's something else. Especially the old Motown. It's something else. Really.
So people downloaded your music, Lizzie. How do you feel once they downloaded it? So the album Loud and Proud and all those other ones that you released.
It makes me feel extremely proud. Why? Because I have done it for people with learning disabilities to show them if they can do that, so can, if I can do that, so can they. And don't be scared to take that jump. Please don't be scared, because it's a really good feeling. If you can change people's life through music and get a name for yourself in learning disability music, get a name for yourself in learning disability music. It's a big thing. It's a really good. It's a pleasure, actually, and an honor for people to hear my music and to be inspired and for to download it. So thank you.
Okay, so you're advertising other people to do it if they haven't done it already to get them.
I inspire people to do it if they haven't done it already, and it'll be nice to get some like feedback off people that's heard it and heard the albums and that turn around and that will say to me, Liz, the way how you delivered that was brilliant, and this is on my mind. Could you do something with that? You know, people walk up to me and say all silly things to me, and then I make it into a song, and I make the people that say the stupid things look silly.
You know, life, that's the way it is. Girl, it's happy for me. That's the way it is. Girl, it's happy for me. I wake up my morning, my protector is gone. I wake up my morning, find myself all alone.
Eh eh eh, eh eh yeah yeah, eh eh eh, you know. Eh eh eh, eh eh yeah yeah, eh eh eh, you know.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
This is a documentary about singer-songwriter Lizzie Emma.
So what sort of silly things do people say to you, Lizzie?
No, like this. This only happened when last week I tried to get into a food takeaway place, a Chinese bar, and a big grizzly doorman was on the door. I turned around and says to him, "Can we go free, please?" The man turned around and had the audacity to turn around and say, "I'm sorry, you're not compatible." And so I said, "What? Is it the machine?" He said, "No." And so I said, "What? Is it our clothes?" He said, "No." And so I said, "Come on, Ed, come on, let's cross over the road." And so I says to him, "I get it, it's our disability, isn't it?" I said, and the man didn't answer me. I've lived in this country for 40 years and I've never been dismissed from a club like that in my life. We were dressed smartly, there was nothing wrong with us. My partner's what? He's 56 this year and he's never had anything like that done to him. Never had anything like that done to him. And then he turned around and got really upset about it. And I'm like, you know what, Ed? They're the people that need the education. Do you know what? They say that we're not compatible. Do you know what? Of course we're not compatible. Of course we're not compatible because we're too intelligent for you.
Introduce yourself and what is your relationship with Lizzie?
Hi, my name is JB actually, but I've known Heart and Soul for many years, so they just call me Bev, but JB is my official stage name and my official name. And my relationship with Lizzie is that I'm Lizzie's vocal coach, but also I do backing vocals for her sometimes when she does live gigs, so I also back her up as well with some of the Heart and Soul tutors. Her musical style is, I'd say, eclectic. So it's soulful. Sometimes it's got some of her Nigerian roots. And also Lizzie's got Irish backgrounds. So I think all of her different influences come out in her songs. So if you bought an album or an EP of Lizzie's, you would get a whole load of different styles.
Way, oh, way, oh, way, oh, way, oh, way.
Okay, so we'll just watch a bit of pitching.
Way and... way away, 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 away.
Good.
And way away, 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 away.
Good. Sound a bit stuffy. See if we can make a nice clear sound.
Way away, 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 away.
Well, I heard that exclusive, like, warm performance. It made me want to join in as well, actually, to be quite honest. So it really felt like people should just... because that's what we do at, as a little warm-up activity in the choir. We just sort of do we breathe in and do lots of exercises, like warm up the different sorts of things up. And you didn't just... I was just quietly in the corner. I was just practicing myself.
Oh, good.
So, yeah.
So I'm going to teach you a new one. It goes like this.
Every time I get the opportunity to warm up my voice, I'm gonna warm it up,
yeah? 2, 3, I'll listen again.
Every time I get the opportunity to warm up my voice, I'm gonna warm it up,
every really? Time, yeah, every time I get the opportunity to warm up my voice, let's do that bit.
Ben, who just made this one up?
No. 3 and...
Every time I get the opportunity.
It's all right, I'll keep singing it.
So how would you describe Lizzie's personality and music, Beth? Would you?
I would describe Lizzie's personality as unique, original. I would say she's very talented. So most weeks, we've been songwriting the past, maybe all of this year, really, because Lizzie just keeps coming in and brimming over with ideas, or when things happen to her, or she's infused about something, she wants to write a song.
How do you help Lizzie do her best work, Bev?
Well, I see Lizzie every Friday between 12 and 1. And so we do physical exercises, which is really important, just to warm up our bodies. Mm. And then we always go through scales, some of the stuff that you heard us just do.
She's hard. But the thing is this, you see, she's hard for my own good. You know, if I turn back and I be lazy, then you won't get the quality that... then you won't get the quality that people want. And she's always on the money, like, Lizzie, don't be lazy, please. You know...
I don't say lazy, but what I would say is that last week you could do this exercise, this week you can't.
Yeah.
And then I would say that means you haven't been practicing this
week.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I will always know when there's a bit of a dip because she's out of breath, if we're holding a note or whatever the scale of the exercise is. So for me, lots of kind of constant reinforcing. And like today, I try and bring a variety of different exercises because exactly. We've known each other for 10 years. So I'm always very much aware that I don't want to keep doing the same exercises. So I'm always looking for new exercises to keep her motivated and to keep her going, okay, I've got a new exercise to learn.
It's like if I don't use it, I'll lose it.
Yeah, that's what I
think. Type of thing.
A lot.
So Lizzie, there are two songs on the new EP that mean a lot to you. Can you tell me about them, please?
One of the songs is called Pills. Now, Mark Williams, I wrote Pills with Mark, and Mark turned around and says to me, Liz, how are your pills? How are they? I turned around and says to him, they're rattling and shaking. He says, that's a good start. So, Pills was born. And Softly Hearing, the minute when I found out that I was deaf all my life, the minute when I found out, I turned round and said to Mark, I've been softly hearing all of my life. I don't know how I've done it. And we've done a music video for Softly Hearing, and it's gonna come out the same time as my release of Pills. And Ben and Hannah helped me to make the music video, and it's got some of my artist drawings in the video as well, and I can't wait till people see Softly Hearing till they know what it's like, because they really don't know. Some people really don't know what it's like. Coming to the Light is about my brothers, and it was so emotional to do. Arthur Lee, turned around and said, "Liz, who is your favourite band of all time?" And I said, Oasis. Mm-hmm. And so he said, "Now, how would Liam Gallagher do it?" And then I turned around and said, "Liam Gallagher would do it like that." And so he said, "We'll do it like Liam Gallagher and do it like that." So after I'd done it like that, me doing Coming to the Light, it didn't make me upset anymore. So yeah, Coming to the Light was hard, but I got for it. With Arthur's help, I got for it.
So Lizzie, when is your third EP due out, and how do you feel about that?
The EP is called Meds, and it's the last trilogy of The Clan. You had The Clan that came out, you had Babu that came out, and now you've got Meds. Now, I feel extremely proud and extremely happy because I've worked with some inspirational people for the whole three of my albums. I've worked with a drummer called Robbie Forgel, who plays for Courtney Pine. I've written a song called Coming to the Light. And I wrote that with Charles Stewart, who was Grace Jones's songwriter. Now he's become Grace Jones's tour director.
Listening to Carousel Radio.
This is a documentary about singer-songwriter Lizzie Emmer.
So Lizzie, just tell us about some of the places you've been to play your music.
I've played at the Paralympics 2012. I played at the opening ceremony with Beverly Knight. The reason why that sticks out for me so vividly is because and not this then many people watching me, and thousands, and I don't know how many people were in the stadium and watching me at home. The reason why it sticks out for me for such a specific reason is because it took the hairdresser 5 days to actually get my hair right. Five days to actually get it on point and right. 5 days. It was unreal. And one of the weirdest places I've ever did a gig was in Number 10 Downing Street to Samantha Cameron. The reason why was because it was so cold. It was so cold in Number 10. I mean, David Cameron was in... David Cameron was in charge at the time. And you would think that David Cameron would have money for heating. For goodness sake, man, it was so cold. It was freezing cold.
Did he have anything to say, that David Cameron, or did he just...
Huh?
Did, Did he have anything to say at all, David?
No, I didn't see David Cameron. I saw Samantha Cameron. I didn't say anything, but okay. It was freezing cold. One of my highlights of touring was playing at Glastonbury.
Oh, yeah.
We played the Pyramid Tent in Glastonbury, and we were so rock and roll because we just rolled in to Glastonbury, rolled back out, and stayed in the hotel overnight, and then rolled in, rolled out, rolled in. We had no issues with toilets, no issues with tents, nothing. Just rolled in, rolled out, rolled in, rolled out. It was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. They took me halfway around the world, South Korea. Now, South Korea, that was a beautiful journey today because the food over there is exquisite. The food. You know, you get jelly eels by the seaside over here. And over there, they do fried eel. Oh, my Lord. It looks like chicken when it comes out. But when you taste it, it tastes like swordfish. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
So what are your ambitions for the future and for your music, Lizzie?
What's my ambitions for the future of my music? Well, my future, I would like to really change people's life. Really, really, really change their lives, and they walk through them magic doors that I've opened, and see that they haven't got no disability. I've opened up the door to some people, but I want so many other people to walk through. And my dream, my ultimate dream is this. It's the one and only record store now that is open on in my area. It's the only record store that is open. And they do old vinyls and stuff like that, and they do reggae, dub, every single type of reggae, dub, album, vinyl that you see, they have it. Now, what I want is for my album, when we do it, my album to actually be in that record store, and people will say, my God, I know her. Then I know that I've done it. Forget about HMV and all that. Forget it. If I can get my name in that record store, if I can just get my name in that record store, that would be a bonus.
Pom pom pom, I like the bass. Pom pom pom, hit me with the rhythm, hit me with the rhythm. I like the bass, like the bass. I like the bass. Pom pom pom, I like the bass. Pom pom pom, hit me with the rhythm, hit me with the rhythm. I like the bass, like the bass.
When I'm down on the dance floor, shaking up my face.
So when we interviewed you in 2010, you stated that you wanted to be the first artist with a learning disability to win an MOBO award. Is this still your ambition, Lizzie?
No, I do not want to win a MOBO award anymore. Okay. Why? Why? Because they're just like trophies and like doorstops that you hold your door open with. I mean, my biggest reward would be for people with disability to actually turn around and say, you know what, Lizzie Emma has changed my life. What? I'm going to go and do what she done. Now that would be a reward to me. That would be a award to do that. I mean, mobile awards, no, it's just, No. I've got bigger fish to fry than that. I've got an educational fish to fry, actually, because we're in, what, 20, we're in the 21st century and we're still educating people about disability. Don't let people put labels on us, and that's really annoying, because people say that we're not normal. Of course, I hate that word normal. Of course we're not normal. We're not washing machines, you know. You get a normal wash, so how could we be normal? It's silly, silly. Really hate that word normal, because you get a normal wash and we're not washing machines, you know. Stupid people. All thanks to Heart and Soul. I don't see myself with a disability anymore. I used to, and I actually used to care about how people see me. Now Heart and Soul has given me and everyone else so much confidence in what and who we are. So in my eyes, I haven't got a disability. In my eyes, I haven't got a disability. And that's the way how other people should be.
Hard love, so hard to do. Show me a love that's easy for you now.
Hard love, so hard to do.
Find Lizzie's music at lizzieemma.bandcamp.com.
Carousel Radio is the creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Our aim is to promote the work of talented learning disabled writers and musicians.
We need your help, the listener, to keep this important and exciting project going. We need your feedback on the show to help with our funding.
Please tell us what you think on social media. Search Carousel Art UK on Twitter and Facebook and leave a comment. Or email us at radio@carousel.org.uk.
radio@carousel.org.uk.
Please subscribe to our podcast. Search Carousel Radio on iTunes and give us a rating and a comment. I would feel very sad if it wasn't here.
I've learned how to make a podcast.
And love going out and about to discover the sounds of life and meeting people.